Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9,
not news,
with Neil and Jonas.
Hello world, welcome to Papaya 9.
Papaya 9.
Not news.
Not news.
I'm Neil Ghosh.
I'm Jonas Presentu.
We've got Alan Santiago on the producing front.
I live for that. I live for that.
I live for the woo-woo.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, man.
Very expensive. Very expensive. It's eating up our budget.
No, I mean, my stimulus check and yours
right.
went to Alan.
I'm doing this for free right now.
I think we all are doing it for free for a while.
Don't you worry
about that. It'll stay free.
Shout out to Alan one time.
One time. How are you, Jonas?
Not too bad, man. It's good, man. Just came back. A lot going on.
You've been working like crazy, dude.
Dude, it's nuts.
You're doing the work that I think a lot of people wish they could do.
You think so? You really think so?
That's how I feel about it. I mean, maybe you don't feel that way, but it, you know, you work at a, to break it down, people who don't know, work at a facility that is producing test kits
for
COVID.
Right, for COVID-19. And they also conduct the test as well. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's super, super busy, of course. But I think right now, man, they just want to try to get it out to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Man, just keeping it accessible.
What are some of like the hiccups that they're running into?
Man, you know, it's just the usual stuff. You know, you can have like logistics or whatever. Like you can have all this stuff planned out, but then like actually doing it.
Right.
Like it's there's a difference between planning something for 10,000 people and then actually doing it.
Yeah.
and then, you know, you see the hiccups, but that's the reality of it, man. It's just a slow process, man, but the work is great, man. And
that's what I'm saying. It feels
I work with some of the smartest people I've ever met ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they like sun you a little bit?
No, man. They're all they're all just super humble. Or maybe because I just psychologically submissive every time I walk in, they just sense their psychological domination over
they
me.
Know. Jonas is here to phone it in, bro.
No. Every day, 7 days a week, 13 hours a day.
That's incredible, though, man.
But you know, dude, I can't tell everybody, man.
Why is that?
It scares them.
What?
Scares them, man. Dude, I remember like one time I got off work and like I wear scrubs and I didn't think about it, but I just stopped by like Trader Joe's to get something.
Mm.
And then like people just like started parting ways everywhere I went.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, this is respect. This is frontline respect.
Finally, Haitians have been waiting
about
for generations.
Time. These people move out the way. And then I just later learned they were just all scared. They
God
were just
damn.
Scared the whole time. So it's been unique, man, but it's super fun.
That's cool. Yeah. Were you at a Trader Joe's? It was a predominantly Caucasian?
They have a very special yogurt that I like.
Oh.
I like yogurt, for those of you who don't know.
I like yogurt too.
Yeah, but I like it a lot.
I think we should all have more yogurt.
Right. As a matter of fact, now, as you recall, when everything was empty in the stores, I believe.
That's right. That's what I did. This is at the beginning of the beginning of the beginning.
Right.
When you applied for this job and you were tested positive for COVID.
Right.
And I called you up. You're like, yeah, man, I'm positive. I'm like, oh, man, this is crazy. And I hear some racket in the back. I'm like, where are you at? He's like, yeah, I'm at Ralph's. I'm like, okay, good. Jones, get some food. You know what I mean?
And right. And I was masked and gloved up and everything.
The whole thing.
Yes.
Of course.
I just found out that day and I was like, I didn't stock up on anything.
Right. But there was a little bit of like, yo, I may have to leave.
Right.
Because if I don't get this job because I tested negative, I can't afford rent. Yada, yada.
Right.
I'm freaking out as a friend. I'm like, yo, Jones is going to have to move back to Florida. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, he's getting food today. This is great. Right. Next day, I call you.
And we're planning this podcast, by the way.
We are. We're
planning
Papaya 9. And I call Jonas, and I'm like, yo, dude, what did you end up getting from the grocery store yesterday? And just with the simplicity of somebody who's woefully ignorant, Jonas replies, yeah, man, just got me some yogurt.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the end of the list.
Yeah.
You got yogurt. So I hope you're... colon or whatever, super clean.
No, I feel great. Plenty of probiotics.
It
I
is,
feel good. Great intestinal movement.
That's true.
And
man. Mind
you, too, everybody else in the store was looking at me the same way you reacted. Like, like people, like all the cashiers in the store are just like breaking down, and I just drop a box of yogurt.
Yeah.
And the guy's just looking at me like, what are you going to do with this? He's like, we're running out
He's
of food.
He's like, seriously, dude, paper towels.
You're right.
toilet paper. Like,
you don't want to get anything else? Nothing else?
Mm-hmm. I usually have a one item limit, but
right,
dude, we need a one item minimum.
Nothing else.
Two item minimum.
So that's yeah, tight. Dude. But you know, the yogurt was delicious, and it did get me through.
What kind do you get? You get a Greek? You get a plain with a little vanilla?
There's actually this really great
vegan. You get Trix yogurt, don't you?
No, freaking all colorful.
I got red. Yeah. What was that whole era where we just were doing flavors by color?
Trix yogurt was delicious. Go-Gurt's still killing the game.
Go-Gurt's great. Blue Go-Gurt?
Yes. Consistent, killing the game.
Danimals?
Danimals is still out. Still delicious. Just
still
had
doing
last
the
month.
Thing, man.
Wow. No, it's really good, man. No, I get like this really like vegan yogurt and stuff like that.
Vegan yogurt?
Yeah.
So it's not yogurt?
It's yogurt. It's just plant-based.
How?
Well, it's plant-based yogurt.
But yogurt is inherently dairy. You know what? I don't want to get into this whole thing because we could
right,
we
but
could go
I,
for hours.
You know, I know, you know.
What's it like, made out of? What's it made out of? What's it made out of?
Plants.
I know.
I think we should let the callers deal this in. See
okay.
The callers
all right. We got any callers? Alan, do we have any callers on the line? Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah. If you do want to call in, give us a call at 1-800-PAPAYA-9.
Papaya 9. Or call Neil's cell phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Either or. We'll accept both.
What's my cell phone number, best friend?
Wow. It's you call Google and you to call Neil. That's his number.
Man.
That's his number.
Yeah. It's a good, yeah, it'd be a good call.
It's a good time, man.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good times, you were very excited to bring this first story that is not news to the listeners. Go ahead, Jonas. You want to tell us about a movie?
I think I'm going to let this one be news.
This is real news.
This is real news.
The historic first actual news event. Yeah.
In the history of this podcast. So, TikTok.
Oh, okay.
As
right.
Of yesterday.
A little swerve. You said you were going to do that one first. But
right. We're going to do this. I don't know. It's just a lot of information here.
I like it. Let's do it.
All right, cool. So TikTok, as of yesterday, just surpassed 2 billion downloads.
Wow.
2 billion downloads. And the number one, do you want to know the number one consumer of, what country is the number one user of TikTok?
My guess would be China.
Close.
Because it's a Chinese app.
Right.
But it's not China.
It's not China.
It's got to be us then, baby.
You nailed it.
Is it us?
Dog, you nailed it.
Dude, here's my thing about this, because I don't think we give China enough credit for being just wickedly smart.
Dude, insane.
There's no doubt in my mind they created this app so that they have all of our faces.
Yeah.
So they can download our faces and then use it. For, I don't know, some dystopian technology.
Yeah.
It just freaks me out.
It's
granted,
it's,
I have a TikTok.
But I respect the craftiness behind it.
Oh, it's all respect.
Because I
all
don't
respect to China.
I don't think there's nothing we can fight anymore.
Why?
I think they're in there. I really think they're already in. I don't know what else we're fighting. Anything out there, like, you're just disturbing yourself.
No, dude.
Because there's nothing else you can do.
I think all is fair in this type of thing. And dude, China, wily, man.
You want to?
You got to give them credit.
You want to make a TikTok?
Yeah. Like a video?
Yeah, but you gotta like dance and stuff.
Oh, I'm not good at dancing.
Me neither.
So I don't know if we would be able. We'll figure something.
I'll watch them though. I'll watch TikToks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
What kind of? Because I've noticed too, like people get a very specific type of video given to their algorithm or whatever. What do you usually see on your timeline?
So, it's weird. I see a lot of cooking stuff.
Okay, interesting.
I watch a lot of cooking. I can waste a lot of time. Like, my legs fall asleep.
How do you cook when the only ingredient you have is yogurt?
I don't. I think that's why I'm so fascinated with it. I'm watching.
What is this fire coming out of this square?
It's like, I don't know. You'll just be scrolling down your feed, and then you see a guy just burying ground beef in the ground. And you're just like, what is he doing with this? He's like smoking it. It's like a whole thing.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of that.
That's cool.
It's a lot of that.
That's interesting. Yeah. I have a lot of high schoolers dancing.
Really?
And it's like, I don't know what this is about me or like what I'm searching, but like, get that out of here.
Have you ever actually seen him film it?
Oh, in real life. Actually, yeah. Yes. I went to Trader Joe's.
It was so corny.
2 weeks ago. The line is down, you know, the whole thing. It's down a block. Mm-hmm. We're all 6 feet apart. But there are two separate groups of teens learning the same TikTok dance.
The same?
The same one.
Like at that moment?
They were both, yeah, they were both doing whatever synchronous, like.
Right. You know? But it kind of makes you think, though, like, don't you wish you had those kind of friends, though?
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, no. First of all, no, I don't want friends. We're like, yo, man, let's hang out. Let's figure out the new TikTok prank.
Not at 28.
It's like, yeah, no, definitely not now.
Yeah.
But even in high school, do you think you would have been? I don't think I would have been, like, on it.
I would have been pretty desperate to fill in. Like, I really would have been desperate. I would have been. Guys, what are we doing, guys? Just showing up everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, you heard about the new squid dance? Right.
You guys dancing now?
It's the Jersey squid.
I can get in too, guys.
If you have to think of a fad right now, mm-hmm. fad dance, do you think we can think of one right now on the spot?
Absolutely.
For the Papaya 9 listeners?
For
this is one you can do sitting down.
Right.
Which is great.
Right. Oh, you want me to actually do
Let's do one right now.
You wanna
Let's make one.
You just wanna crank one
out?
Let's
do it. Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a great promo reel. Okay. I'm gonna use that.
That'll be good for yeah. the
I think TikTokers. I think we just made a TikTok just
I
now.
Think China is on board.
With Papaya and I.
With Papaya and I.
Welcome aboard, China.
Thank you, China.
And Saudi Arabia.
Presumably. If China's yeah. down, Saudi's definitely down.
They're coming along. I will take all the money, dude.
So tell me about this. Tell me about this story. So we have 2 billion users now.
Right. So
majority of the 2 billion users total, majority are in the US.
No, majority is actually in India.
Oh,
wow.
Shout out. That's fucked. Okay. Okay. Some serious fucked up shit just happened here, bro. This is some next level shit. I would not expect this from you, my guy. I can't believe I said us. Like, we the people in America. I was repping goddamn vagrants on the other side of the planet.
I thought you mutually understood. I meant your people. And no, I was like, man. Great, no. We're on board.
No.
Let's go on with this story.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. Imagine. Oh, dude. No, not us. Like, us, you know, the Indians.
Yeah.
Us, like, the nation that I think we all identify with.
Right.
Wow. Right. You know what? I need to rescind the vagrants. That was a little weird. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my brain. But
you put the dots together so fast.
The dots? Yeah. Which dots?
That was you. That was you. Oh my gosh. No.
Oh, if you're listening, we meant the dots on the forehead.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy. Yeah, all right, no. So users
imagine us going through the rest of our lives not ever knowing this, like this. Like, man, we put it out.
What
like,
could have been, man? That's
oh, great. That's great.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, dude, so India has the most users.
Yes.
I am Indian, so yes. Yes. I guess that means me too, right?
Yeah. Well, also too, they're also blaming the current situation on like the increased use of it too. You know, with the lockdown.
Sure. So more people are on.
Yeah, right. So they're kind of blaming that too. So that kind of counts for it. But yeah, they are saying India is the number one consumer.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't see enough Indian TikToks.
You don't?
Not on my timeline.
I see a lot.
Yeah.
And they're funny.
Oh, really?
Funny.
What kind of stuff do you say?
Dude, just like a lot of prank stuff.
Really?
They're so good at pranks.
Yeah.
They're so good at pranks.
Little tricksters.
I can't get enough of it. and they kill on Twitter, man.
Yeah.
They kill people. People eat it up on Twitter.
You know, this may have been a TikTok I saw, 2 Indian boys playing basketball like on a roof.
Right.
And like, you know, it's India.
Right.
They don't got a hoop. They just have a rim.
Right.
No net. The ball might be a volleyball, right. You know, but they're having fun. They're doing the best.
Right.
But it's like the one homie is like on top of like the little roof part.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a part with the stairs where you could like is a little bit higher on the roof. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So he's on there. He's holding the rim and his other friend is like shooting on it. But then his homie's like moving the rim so that every shot goes in.
Right.
And just like totally diluting. You know, causing, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
This guy's going to think he's so good because the rim moves every time he shoots.
But, you know, they can do all that in just a couple of seconds and it just kills.
Yeah.
Like the a lot of the humor is like, it's so like Charlie Chaplin-esque kind of
slapstick.
Yeah. And so, it's like, this is great just like in color.
Wow.
But it's pretty funny. And then a lot of cooking videos with them too. They do a lot of really good cooking.
And he's got the best food.
Yeah. But I tell you what's really killing is like the street food videos.
Yeah.
Like the food they make on the, like, Alan, you seen this? Like the, okay, so it's like, it's just like, Indians apparently have a lot of like street food.
Oh dude, the street food in India, I mean, it's like snacks and like small dishes, like hand dishes, and like, you know, little like hand,
we have sandwiches, desserts,
best like stuff. It's just because the spices are so damn good.
Wow. Yeah, you know? That's what you seen. Just put like all color, like just green, like I seen like purple spice. I'm like, what is this, bro?
Spice trade, man. Wow. This is the spice capital of the world.
It is spicy.
It is spicy.
It is spicy.
But it's purple.
Yeah, dude.
Purple spice.
Purple. Oh. Purple. I didn't know what it was.
Dude, I saw a video of Gordon Ramsay going to India, Calcutta specifically, to like challenge. You know, he's always got to like challenge somebody.
Right.
And he's always got to like, it's got to be competition.
Right.
I don't get that about him.
The audacity.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he used to be an athlete.
Was he being cocky about Indian food? Like he went to India.
He was being. That was my thing. I was like, really, bro? I don't think it's been long enough since y'all left.
Dude, like
for you to just show
he
up.
He really just went back and got cocky about Indian food in India.
He's like, I'm gonna show these bloody Indians,
dude,
how to make a curry.
Wow.
Yeah. His whole thing was like, I'm gonna do stuff that isn't traditional to the local, the local fare that's happening. But, and you know, everybody loves it, but it's like they love it because it's, you know, it's a whitey. Whitey's here. You know what I mean? It's like, well, that novelty.
I don't know what he would do. He can't open up like a restaurant out there.
No, he just set up shop like on the street. Like you see with these street food guys. Yeah.
It's great, dude. I mean, they got the eggs in the thing and they just take
it
out.
Dude, the eggs, bro.
Dude, freaking like.
Dude, an Indian omelet.
They had that video
with the chili.
They had that video too.
Yeah, bro. I may have seen that video.
Is it cheap?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking high quality, low price.
Organic.
Organic for sure.
It is organic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hormone free.
Dude, I mean, yeah, that stuff is really good. I haven't, I'm literally salivating right now just thinking about it. It's the spice, man.
I salivate looking at it.
Man. All right, so.
So that'll be the
Indian
next episode.
Indian food's delicious.
Yeah.
And the story is that.
And Neil's definitely going to bring some in one of these episodes.
What?
Some Indian food.
We have to bring one on episode?
Yeah, you kind of promised.
Did I promise?
You did. You did, Neil.
I didn't promise that to you?
You did.
I've made no promises to you.
Neil, you said, hey, if you do this.
No, I've never done if you do this.
Yeah, and you every episode. Come on, dog.
You know what? If we make, once we get to, we hit 50 episodes.
Okay.
It's going to be a feast.
He knows
it's on air.
Happen.
We ain't going. We ain't getting to 50. Bro. I'm telling you this right now. Okay.
This isn't making it to 50. So yeah, 2 billion, and now they're saying it might like infiltrate. But shout outs to them and them taking over the world slowly.
To TikTok, yeah, man.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's created this kind of like. I feel like Instagram was like, you know, the aesthetic has to be perfect.
Right.
But TikTok is kind of about. It's like how reality TV came and like changed TV.
Right.
And this
is
changing
right.
Social media, which it's not social media anymore. It's like media.
Right.
But it's like now people are kind of after this like grimy audio's not great. It's like a selfie cam.
Yeah. Like the messy room.
Yeah. Like the chaos of it, I think, is
right.
Like the new aesthetic.
It's like it's amateur porn. That's what it is.
Wow.
For the
once
people.
Again, porn industry. Taking the lead on all this.
Yeah. But Instagram Live on a close second place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Instagram Live is on a close second
dude,
place.
The dude, the live stream. Have you done any live stream comedy shows?
No.
Neither have I.
No.
Alan, you did one. An improv one, right?
How did it go?
It was cool.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was okay. Alan says it was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, I just. Do you want to do one?
I
one like, if somebody asked you...
One time.
Just to see, right?
Yeah, I want to see. Yeah. I really want to see what it's like, how it works.
Yeah. I love how even in this current time, I'm not getting booked. You know what I mean? Like, even when it comes to the fucking virtual shows, I can't get a damn gig. Are you kidding me? People are like, dude, I made a bunch of money on Venmo tips last night.
Dude,
like, really,
they're,
dude?
There are comics that are really, like, that's really happening. Dude, they're crushing it on... What's your patron?
Patreon.
Patreon. Yeah, like, that's another one, too.
Dude.
It's wild, man.
It's wild, man. Yeah. I can't.
But
can't
I just
keep
don't. I can't. But
dead man ass.
I will try it one time. I'll do it one time.
If I get asked one time, I'll try it.
Yeah. Just to see.
Yeah. 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 We got to see how it is. I mean, I've heard some of them have the audience there that they can, like, play to or whatever. But
and for the comics doing it, shout outs to you guys.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yeah. You guys are just, you're going to take everything. So.
Also, you know, let me know who the booker is. If he has an email or she has an
email. Phone number.
I'm available, message, you know. Yeah,
you know.
But then it's like, how low is that feeling of messaging somebody to do a virtual show? I was wondering if I have space on your virtual show.
Hey, I know you didn't book me all year for your real show, but I saw you had this virtual show coming up.
Oh my god!
And I just wanted to know. Oh. I mean, you know what? Look. Can you move my Vaseline jar?
Yeah. It would be good for your throat.
Yeah, my wave cream.
Yeah.
It's my wave cream, everybody. It's my...
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. That.
But no, man, it's really exciting, man. I just want to see what happens with it, where it goes, how they're going to take over.
Yeah.
And I think it, you know, I for sure think it is the future.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we got to... You got to change the times, man.
Yeah, it is. And it's just so consumable via Twitter.
Yeah.
And just scroll.
Dude.
Right there.
Dude, it's crazy. It's automatic, man.
Do you like Twitter?
Sorry. Twitter's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't do too much of it just because it's kind of like a hellscape. Mm-hmm. And like most takes on there are pretty negative.
You think so? It depends on who you follow.
Yeah, that's also a big
thing. That's also part
of it,
too.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
I had to unfollow a bunch of people recently.
No, it's worth it because I did that. I went back like last month,
mm-hmm.
and just I unfollowed a lot of celebrities. Like I unfollowed, like just like went back to reality.
Yeah, a little
stuff
bit
stuff that matters.
Went back to Cheddar, reality on, you know? On your phone. Yeah,
A lot of life saving ideas from Cheddar. Do you know Cheddar?
No,
Cheddar. Never Alan, do you know Cheddar? No. Cheddar. They have all those little solution videos and stuff like those little. All right. Well, I'm not gonna explain every single invention because it'll just sound weird. But
all right. I mean that's. Maybe the worst pitch I've ever heard for anything.
Check out my God. Yeah, check it. Just it's a thing. You scroll on your feed, and it just shows you like really convenient ways like you can.
Oh,
you know, it's like with pineapple. Like you don't have to like cut it. Like it
yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. See, why don't you just do that?
Right. I didn't know how to explain it without sounding cheesy. Look,
thank
you know
God you're not like a civil rights leader or something.
But
I'd be like, all right, so Jonas, what do you think we should do? Pass some new laws? Like, I was thinking maybe. Yeah, you know, it's fine. You know, I don't want to explain every little detail.
I mean, I was thinking of a march, but that's not. I was thinking of marching, but you know what? Just whatever.
I mean, I have a dream, but
right.
Maybe it's better in my sleep. I don't know.
Oh my gosh! But yeah, I'm happy, man.
Cool, man. It's good.
What's the next story, bro?
All right, let's see. Well, this is an interesting story out of Cleveland. Cleveland 19 News, local news station.
Very important nationwide news.
Alan found for us.
And it is breaking.
As of April 29th, so yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, so kind of breaking.
It is breaking. We're breaking it right here on I-9.
So. We're breaking the news. The FDA has asked hand sanitizer manufacturers to make it taste worse.
Wow.
So wow. You know, I guess that means that it was tasting good.
Right. But were
a lot of people.
Were people eating it?
I guess people were drinking it. Well, and here's the scary thing is that, you know, people that trust our president thought, I mean, you know, he was like, yeah, drink some disinfectant to like clear up your COVID.
Right.
So I bet you motherfuckers are like, oh, I got some hand sanitizer.
Right.
It smells like grapefruit. Have you seen a video? I saw a video of I don't know if it was hand sanitizer, but it was like bleach,
mm-hmm.
some cleaner, mm-hmm. in the same vial as blood. Second it touches the blood fucking explodes and just thins out into like nothing. It's like, dude, people are doing it, man.
They don't, you know what? I would actually like to imagine someone listening to this and just going, no!
Yeah, a guy like mid-gulp, like, no. Oh,
just, oh, dude. Just so tired.
That's crazy, like, man.
Like,
was this
dirty? He thought no one was on to him.
Oh, man.
Dude, watch. Like, he's going to be at the store tomorrow morning just stocking up. Just like.
Yeah. I mean, I just... here, we have something that... the FDA emphasized the importance of using denatured alcohol, which I guess is like to make it smell more or taste worse, by stating hand sanitizer-related calls to the National Poison Data System last month increased by 79%.
What?
So, hell of people drinking it, 79%? Getting poisoned.
79%?
Going up by 79%. I mean, there's some specific reports in here. Let's see. This month, the agency received an adverse event report of a 13-year-old drinking hand sanitizer packaged in a liquor bottle from a distiller. The sanitizer was not denatured and was reported to taste like normal drinking alcohol. To protect consumers, especially children, it's important to make hand sanitizer unpalatable. There's a lot in that.
You know what, though? You know, there have actually been a lot of breweries and distilleries giving out free hand sanitizer. This is true. Like, even back home too, it was like that too.
Yeah, but people still have to drink it. That's the part I don't understand that part.
Right. I mean, here, okay, you have to understand, right? Okay.
Please break this down.
Okay. Here's the rationale. And I don't, again, for the people watching this, I don't condone this behavior. So here is I'm just trying to understand it.
Yeah.
So you take it, you put it on your hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone does that little thing after they put hand sanitizer on their hands, right? They smell it, right?
Sure.
You want that alcohol, like, that sense, that's it, like, you're addicted to that.
Clean.
Right.
Clean.
But you know that, like, that burning alcohol, like, when you smell it, it's like, oh, this is really deep back there. Like, when you smell alcohol.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like in your, like, cavity or whatever.
For sure. And then, like, you get a little high, like, a little euphoric. And then after that, you want to eat it.
You lost me. lost me there. You lost me on high.
So that's just me.
That might just be you and the 79%.
Wow. Wow. So you've never brought it a little bit closer to your nose.
No. Here's what happened. I put on my hands and I instantly smell that it smells like alcohol. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to drink this.
Right.
Also because I've just put it on my hands. This is...
Is there
something with a texture maybe that I'm not getting?
Well, here's the thing. It takes about 4 minutes for hand sanitizer to work, to actually kill off the germs.
Okay.
After you put them on your hand. Okay. the FDA is actually suing them for that too, which is a real thing.
Because it takes too long?
Yeah. They're not telling people that they should be letting it sit on their hands for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, if I'm at a drive-thru, it's like...
I mean, you need something to drink with your meal, right?
Come on, dog. Hand sanitizer. I'm not eating these fries with a fork. So,
sir, do you need any ketchup? No, thanks. I'm good.
Imagine being at the drive-thru 4 minutes. You just... Like, you're not moving. Sir, I said 4 minutes. Dog. Yeah, dog. I would, I don't know. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a kinky thing, you know?
I don't think it's a kink fetish. For 79% increase. I just think people are getting bad information and they're stupid enough to drink hand sanitizer.
Have you ever actually tasted hand sanitizer?
No.
Never, even by accident.
But like maybe like by smell you taste it. You know how like a large part of taste is smell?
Okay, you ever put like hand sanitizer on and then go eat something and then you taste a little bit of the hand sanitizer? You've never had that before?
Not that I can recall right now.
Alex, you've never had this before.
It's Alan. You fucking high right now? Are you high off the hand sanitizer right now? You got that Purell high, bro?
What Purell high? Alan, you've never had this before where you put hand sanitizer on.
Don't bring Alan into this
because I want him to confirm that. All right, I'm Alan, addicted.
I feel like now that you mention it, kind of rings a bell of maybe eating something.
Thank you.
Having it on my hands.
Thank you. Like okay.
All right.
Accidental, and then you and lick then
what was your reaction
to
that?
Taste it.
Is your reaction to tasting it like, oh, I need more of this?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's the normal response.
Okay, well, it wasn't me. I was just trying to understand their rationale, and maybe this is how they, you know, this is how they perceive.
I appreciate you taking that stance. So that is, you know, that is. Look, I'm just saying, please don't drink hand sanitizer.
Right, and also it's like a waste of like I don't know what that would do, making it taste more gross. Like, what are you gonna do, like? You could put more alcohol in it.
I guess. Look, I mean, look, like lean is a thing.
Yeah.
And lean is like a, you know, something that's supposed to be like a helpful drug.
It's not. It just makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
Ruins.
I've never had
lean.
Have you had lean?
Makes you very sleepy, man. I don't see the fun in it.
Well, it is cough syrup, right? It's cough syrup.
Right, that's all it is.
Sprite and Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's the thing. Okay, if it was like hand sanitized, you know, make it taste weird, because people are like mixing it with like Hennessy and like...
Ooh, that's a good idea.
You know, like some lemon... No, Jonas, don't get any ideas.
You heard it right here, folks. Papaya.
The Hennessy hand sanitizer. Oh, my God. But yeah, no, I just... People are... going nuts, man.
No, it's unique, man. It's unique.
It is very much so.
What do you think? Do you think there's like a possible flavor that could, you know, maybe
that would deter people from having it?
No, but you know, that could make it more tasteful. Like, do you think there's a certain flavor that, you know?
Okay. If I had to drink hand sanitizer, and I needed a flavor,
right?
I think I'd go maybe like a. You know, maybe like a orange coconut.
Ooh.
Use some tropical, something light. You know what I mean? Something kind of make me escape. You know, while I get that, like, get my organs disintegrated. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just a nice little
man of class.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I never really lavender hand scrub from
Bed
Bath and Body Works.
Okay. But
you know what? You haven't had hand sanitizer from Bed Bath and Body Works.
I haven't. That's fair.
Right. And those hand sanitizers for sure will make you think about.
Drinking them?
Not drinking it, maybe tasting it.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's interesting, not interesting, but that little blurb, that 13-year-old,
mm-hmm.
said it tasted like normal alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same kind of.
So, I don't.
It's the same. I mean, it's the same kind of thing, but.
Yeah, but just like steal actual liquor. I don't get
just
that.
Get a fake ID like a normal teenager.
Yeah. I guess with hand sanitizer, you don't need an ID. Maybe that's the cut.
We should make it 21.
Maybe that's what needs to be done.
Yeah. We should make that. That's a good idea. Let's pin that.
Yeah, let's pin that one.
Let's send that to Pence.
Send that to Pence.
Someone said that.
Mike Pence, huge fan of our podcast.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
We told him, we were like, hey, Mike, we're thinking of starting a podcast, not local news. His exact reaction was...
And that's when he knew, dude. He's coming. That's when he knew.
Oh, man.
He's coming. He's going
to
come on.
Did you see him going to the hospital with no face mask on?
Amazing.
Just the amazing. The amount and it, the amount of
gosh,
just brilliance by this administration left and right.
The only person in there with no, in the hospital with
bro,
no
he said, I know it's just I,
his
it,
security.
The fact that
has
nobody offered it to him either.
I'm sure somebody's like
he said he didn't want to do it because he wanted people to see in his eyes that he was thanking them. It's like, what fucking mask were you wearing that covered your eyes, bro?
Thing I've ever heard.
Wearing like a...
He wanted people to see his eyes.
But like, you can see your eyes with a mask on.
Right. But no, but it doesn't look the same without the nose and the mouth.
I guess.
Come on, Doc.
But then say that. Let's say I wanted people to see my nose and my mouth.
It doesn't look the same.
I want people to see my eyes.
It doesn't look the same.
Listen, I don't want to criticize Mike. He's a good friend of the podcast.
Yeah, he is.
We don't want to say
great guy. One of our producers.
Yeah. He's silent. Silent producer.
Silent producer on the side.
We have got literally 3 minutes left because we had a hard out today.
Right.
What
right.
Do you want to do one more quick story?
One last story?
Yeah, or what do you want to do? Because I know you had a thing you wanted to talk about.
I did. You know what?
We can save it.
Let's pen it.
Okay.
Because I would prefer you guys watch the movie anyway.
That's fair. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right. And I'll say right now, name of the movie is Extraction. Just came out on Netflix. Chris Hemsworth. And give it a watch.
All right.
I know we said we not to talk about white people, but we do talk about white people in foreign countries.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's in India, right, in this movie?
Yes. The whole movie.
Cool.
The whole movie. And you can look at the behind the scenes of like him actually. Like he was really walking down the streets just like
that's cool.
Out with like
now, you know, I'm not in the movie. Just want to make that clear. Because earlier you thought.
Papaya 9, not nude.
Papaya 9, not nude.
I'm an American, dude.
Papaya 9, not nude.
Oh, no, that wasn't you.
We could have really went through. through life without ever knowing that this happened. We really could have.
So funny, man.
But we'll save it for next week.
We'll save it for next week. Thank you so much for watching. Bye and I.
Bye
and I. I'm Neil Ghosh.
I'm Jonas President.
There's Alan in the back. Yeah, baby.
That was cheaper.
I like that one. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right.